Outside, it's so windy that people are clutching their borrowed hard hats to keep them from flying away. But inside, it's pretty quiet. The power company shut down the turbine for safety reasons, and at least a dozen people are packed into the circular tower. The youngest member of the tour cranes his neck upwards.
Geez, that's a long way up.
It is.
It's kind of dizzy.
Sometimes.
At the end of the long tunnel, all that's visible is a tiny speck of yellow, the winch, 265 feet up.
So it's pretty much standing a football field up on end.
That's plant supervisor Ryan Brown. He fields questions from the group.
They sway much in the wind?
Yeah. You can look up there and you can see it. You see the winch swaying. If you pay attention a little bit, you can see it rocking and rolling.
What would you say? Does it move a foot?
Oh, no. No, in high winds, under load, you'll probably move 6, 7, 8 feet.
I think I'll just stay down here.
Yeah.
Even if you wanted to, getting to the top of the tower is no easy feat. Brown says some turbines have a climb assist. Think a Spider-Man-style flying cable. But this one only has a ladder.
We like our guys to work, so
that's
all arms and legs.
And it's a 10-15 minute climb, isn't it?
Yeah, some guys can do it a lot faster, but for the most it's about 10-15 minutes.
Okay.
And it isn't just the tower that's tall. The turbine's blades are as big as a 13-story building. But Brown says it doesn't take much to get them moving.
As big as these are, in 6-mile-an-hour winds, they start producing...
full capacity?
The 1.5 megawatts in 6-mile-an-hour wind.
And from there, the turbine pretty much runs on its own.
Every turbine has its own computer. Down here, this... that little box controls everything on the computer. Tells the blades when to pitch, how to pitch, wind speed, turbine direction, facing the wind, all that good stuff. The only thing we do here is change the oil filter, grease, and do a little bit of troubleshooting and repairing. Other than that, the turbine runs itself, self-sufficient.
Nevertheless, our young friend on the tour has some concerns.
Do you guys ever find rats or snakes in here?
Sometimes rats, but no snakes.
Okay.
And with that critical question out of the way, we remove the only remaining obstacle to operation, us, and let the turbine get back to making power. At High Plains Wind Farm, I'm Stephanie Joyce.